Ohio.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcaster, 801.
Good morning. Cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Fort Wayne. Light freezing drizzle changing to snow with up to 4 inches accumulation by tomorrow possible. I'm Victor Locke with the 8 o'clock WOWO News. Fort Wayne police peacefully ended a hostage situation on this city's north side this morning. Two men told authorities a woman was being held hostage in the 1400 block of St. Mary's Street by an armed man. Police officer Jack Gines was first on the scene.
I went half across the street from the hostage situation, and I called the subject in the house, and I talked him into letting me come to the door to talk to him. After I got to the door, I talked him into letting me in. I went inside, convinced him to let the girl leave. Then he gave me the gun, and I took him out of the house.
Gine says the girl had been beaten. She's now at Parkview Hospital undergoing treatment. The gunman surrendered on the condition other police units leave the scene. Authorities are questioning the suspect at this time. This WOWO News is brought to you by the folks at Chevrolet, along with Chevrolet dealers coast to coast, to invite you to stop in and see a winning lineup of cars for 1979. The Rainbow Terrace Apartments were the scene of a homicide early today. Police Information Officer Ron Buskirk says 27-year-old William Scott at the 100 block of Travers Place was shot at about 12:30 this morning.
Reports indicate this time that the victim and a lady were sleeping in an apartment in the eastern block of Oaklawn and were awakened by three male black subjects, all three reportedly armed, who came to the door. The victim came downstairs. A confrontation and altercation that ensued. Reportedly, all three subjects firing rounds.
Scott apparently tried to flee but was shot in the back. The three suspects escaped in a car. Authorities have no motive. In Jackson, Michigan, three Conrail employees were found overnight, shotgunned to death just feet from a crowded Amtrak station's waiting room. Police are seeking a 45-year-old Elkhart man in connection with those murders. Government leaders in Peking and Washington will be attending receptions today as New Year's Day brings the establishment of full diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China. In San Francisco's Chinatown, protest rallies are planned, and two rallies are scheduled for New York City, one in favor of the diplomatic move and one opposed. AP's John Roderick says the change in relations is drawing little reaction in Peking.
There aren't going to be any festivities. There's a party at the U.S. liaison office where the U.S. liaison chief, Leonard Woodcock, is hosting 150 Chinese leaders and their wives. And Deng Xiaoping, the senior vice premier, is going to propose the toast. And that'll be about the size of it. It'll be toasted in California champagne.
Chinese Premier Deng Xiaoping and President Carter exchanged messages formalizing those relations last night. And word from Iran this morning is the Shah won't leave Iran or won't give up his throne for any reason. There had been reports over the weekend the Shah would leave Iran for medical treatment. Meanwhile, demonstrations continue in the Iranian capital of Tehran as well as other cities. WOWO News time is 8:05.
Think of yourself in a special way. Think of yourself behind the wheel. You're in a special Monte Carlo feel.
Think of yourself in a personal world of space, comfort, and hushed luxury, with a satisfying feel of the road under you and crisp classic styling around you that says this is something special. And it is Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. Drive one and reward yourself.
Think of yourself behind the wheel. Enjoy the best of Monte Carlo feel. It's all
the new Monte Carlo by Chevrolet.
Between yourself and the crowd.
Mother Nature isn't being very nice to the country this New Year's Day. A storm that brought ice, snow, and bitter cold from the southwest to the midwestern states over the weekend will move across the Great Lakes region today. Up to 10 inches of snow was dumped on the Midwest, and ice in some areas of Texas downed power lines, leaving thousands powerless. That storm's expected to move into Wobo Land late today. Checking temperatures about the state right now, Indianapolis reports light rain and 33 degrees. South Bend is cloudy and 28. At Evansville, it's raining and 33. Here in Fort Wayne, we have cloudy skies and 31 degrees. Keep in mind, as temperatures go down today, Social Security taxes will be going up.
Social Security taxes will be taking a bigger bite out of the average paycheck from now on. Increases now in effect raise the tax rate from 6.05% to 6.13%, with the amount of money being taxed also going up. Jim Brown, Deputy Press Officer for the Social Security Administration, says the good news is for those now receiving benefits.
People 65 and older in 1979 will be able to earn $4,500 in 1979, up from $4,000, and people under 65 will be able to earn $3,480, up from $3,240.
As for those now paying into the system, government economists say an income tax cut that also takes effect today should cancel out most of the sting of the Social Security tax increase. Nora Wolf, Washington.
Agriculture Secretary Bob Berglund has dim news for consumers. He says food prices will leap 6 to 10% in 1979. Berglund says the cost of hamburger and steak alone will jump 10 to 14%. Ceremonies are scheduled for 11 this morning in the rotunda of the Allen County Courthouse, at which time newly elected or re-elected county officials will be sworn into office. Richard Rangadens will assume his first political position when he's installed to replace Democratic County Commissioner Vance Amstutz, and County Councilwoman Gloria Gigline changes hats when she's administered the oath of office for the auditor's job. At a special WoWo Summit conference last night, Fort Wayne's Mayor Robert Armstrong listed his two prime goals for the new year. The chief executive says a major street resurfacing program will be implemented, designed to improve neighborhood streets at no cost to taxpayers. The mayor also lists as a goal stepped-up revitalization in Fort Wayne's inner core.
Not only the buildings coming down in the central city and along Main Street, you're going to see the buildings going up in these same areas, such as the convention center and the new business office complex on Main Street. The widening of Main Street will be started in two blocks. You'll see two parking garages, not one going up.
Reflecting on 1978, the mayor told us he's pleased with his performance in the past year and the fact he met most of his goals. The mayor wouldn't say if he'll run for another term, but he did say 1978 saw a completion of a plan for progress in Fort Wayne over the next 5 years. Fort Wayne recorded its first traffic fatality for the new year overnight. A car motorcycle mishap at 7 minutes after midnight at the intersection of Rudisill and Calhoun claimed the life of 25-year-old Gregory Freeze of the 500 block of Corwin Lane. Police say Freeze's motorcycle struck a car which was careening out of control through the intersection. Fire at about 4 this morning heavily damaged a home at 609 High Street in New Haven. One occupant, 22-year-old Greg Thompson, was treated at Parkview for smoke inhalation and burns to his hands and released. Another occupant suffered smoke inhalation. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. And Joseph and Mary Walker of 8126 Redstone Drive are the proud parents of Fort Wayne's New Year's babe. 8-pound, 1-ounce Christine Mary was born at 1221 this morning at Parkview Hospital. Both mother and child are doing well. And Pope John Paul II has heralded the new year with a plea for family life and a new attack on abortion. And if you've already broken some of your New Year's resolutions, don't feel too bad. A University of Utah psychologist says people make and break resolutions to let off steam following the pressures of the Christmas holiday. He says making and breaking resolutions are examples of human nature, showing the difference between what we are and what we strive to be. WoWo News Time is now 8:10.
Can you help me, sir, please?
Little Bo Peep?
I've lost my sheep.
Are the little woolly fellows that came by here before? They must be yours.
Were they baying?
Yes.
Did they have four legs?
Mm-hmm.
Those are my sheep.
Oh.
You know how some people lose their keys every time they leave the house.
You're away with the bat. Is this one of yours here?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thought you did
yes.
A Chevy Chevette, huh?
What's that?
The best-selling small car in America.
Oh.
You know, that's a terrific idea. Chevy Chevette could help you round up all these sheep.
Oh, they're awfully fast. They
only 1.6-liter engine, fully synchronized four-speed transmission, front disc brakes, rack and pinion steering. All standard of Chevette.
Ladies, is this your sheep?
Yes, thank
Anyone
you.
Ever mentioned Chevy Chevette to you?
Both the two-door and the four-door models are hatchbacks, and with the rear seat folded, they've got over 26 cubic feet of space, so you can cram a lot of woolly babas in there.
Oh.
Is this your you?
Yes.
They're all on the property.
Oh.
Take your sheep, lift up that hat, put them in the back of the Chevy Chevette.
Okay, sure.
The new 1979 Chevy Chevette. A
very remarkable, very popular car.
Hey, lady!
No, that's not one of mine.
Womo's Jack Underwood. Carry your trading stamps with the mentally retarded students at the Johnny Appleseed Center. Look for collection boxes at all Rogers and Maloli's markets.
Bobo Sports in International Hockey League New Year's Eve play. The Comets hosting Flint beat Flint 7-4. Saginaw down Muskegon 6-4. Grand Rapids beat Port Huron 6-5. And Kalamazoo down Milwaukee 5-3. In the National Hockey League, Pittsburgh edged Detroit 5-4. In college basketball yesterday, Michigan 86, Eastern Michigan 73. And in NFL playoff activity, in the NFC, Los Angeles down Minnesota 34-10, while in the AFC, Houston beat New England 31-14. And it's New Year's Day. That means bowl day for eight of the nation's top college football powers. Penn State and Alabama will play for the national championship at the Sugar Bowl. Southern Cal and Michigan will tangle in the Rose Bowl. It'll be Nebraska against Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, and Houston tackles Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Global band weather, light freezing drizzle early today, changing to snow showers with up to 4 inches accumulation possible by Tuesday. Hazardous driving conditions will develop with temperatures falling into the 20s during the day and northerly winds to 35. Snow tonight with some blowing and drifting and hazardous travel, a low near 13 with north winds to 30. Snow showers ending tomorrow morning, a high in the mid to upper teens with northwest winds to 25. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low teens. Earl Finkel updates the forecast in just 10 minutes. Right now, barometric pressure's falling from 29.96. Winds are north at 7. Our relative humidity is 81%. Officially at the airport, cloudy skies and 31 degrees. This WoWo News has been brought to you by the folks at Chevrolet, along with Chevrolet dealers coast to coast, who invite you to stop in and see a winning lineup of cars for 1979. I'm Victor Locke at 8:13. Bob Sievers and more WoWo Music.
Thank you, Victor. We're counting them down from 100 right on down to number one, the top 100 records of 1978. The Electric Light Orchestra turns to stone. 94.
Thank you.
Electric Light Orchestra. That number is 94. 93 will be next up here with Bob Sievers this morning. Errol Finkel, actually, before that. A reminder again, friends, Frank Mace, the man with the trains, is ill and will not be able to receive visitors at his home at 411 Buchanan Street until further notice. Please remember that. We'll let you know if he does open his house again this year, and we hope Frank has a real speedy recovery. Another reminder today, Clear Creek Golf Course, 6 miles north of Huntington, Indiana, the annual New Year's Golf Tourney at 10 o'clock this morning. They'll play Florida Scramble, Lauren Helvey says, regardless of the weather. It all happens at Clear Creek Golf Course at 10 o'clock this morning, 6 miles north of Huntington, Indiana.
Every minute of your day is precious. You've got a million things to take care of, including yourself. So let Hooks make it easy for you. We know you want to look your very best, but you don't have time to run all around town looking for your favorite cosmetics. So we brought the most famous names in beauty together at our cosmetic counter. Revlon, Max Factor, Maybelline, Coty, CoverGirl, all the cosmetic lines you look for are in one convenient place. You can find moisturizers and cleansers, fragrances and mascaras, everything you need for a special look that's all your own. Hooks Cosmetics, a very good reason to turn to us.
When you need someone to turn to, let us be your one. Great cars.
Is your year to join the cast. See the all-new Mercury Capri, a sexy miracle with a new American price tag, and the new Mercury Marquee, the most scientifically designed marquee in history. Never before has it been so important for you to drive a newly designed automobile. Experience the new Marquee standard of driving comfort for yourself. Drive one today. You get a great deal more from your Lincoln Mercury store.
Now it's time for Earl Finkel at 19 minutes after 8, and brought to you this morning by Azar's Big Boy Restaurants, a division of Azar's Food and Lodging Services. And Earl, first of all, this morning when I made my police calls, roads were becoming very bad from South Bend west to Chicago. Have you heard anything in that area now? We have had one road report, and also we're getting calls from listeners wanting to fly to Chicago. How much snow is on the ground there? And is the airport open in Chicago? What do you have on that?
Okay, the airport is open for arrivals. They have two runways open. They're expecting four open by 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And there have been no arrivals at Chicago since about midday yesterday. Departures were occurring through the night, but no arrivals. Diverted over 250 airplanes in 2 hours yesterday evening at O'Hare between 4 and 6 p.m.
Hmm.
18 inches of snow in the western suburbs of Chicago, 10 inches over the rest of the city. Street crews worked all through the night there, and the main streets are in pretty good shape. It's a long haul, like they say. And temperatures in Chicago are 20 degrees with a strong north wind, and it is still snowing there, another 2 to 4 inches for today.
Oh, boy.
Around here, the deteriorating road conditions are a factor of the change to colder that's moving across the state and will be moving into here with dropping temperatures in the forecast through the day. And with temperatures going down, a little bit of very light rain, sleet, freezing rain, drizzle even, then changing over to snow, and the snow through the night and tomorrow with a couple of inches possible, heavier up north toward the Lake Erie section. Then the cold wave conditions will steadily move in. It is 30 to 35 below zero through the Dakotas this morning. And you can see a part of that cold is going to come this way. Looks like a sunny 55 or maybe even 62, I should say, over around L.A. today on an easterly wind coming down the Cahunga Canyon, or Cajunga, like they say when you don't know where it is. And in the 80s down in Florida, maybe Mother Francis will either stay put or stay put, you know what I mean, down there. And they've canceled the Mummers Parade in Philly because of the possibility of heavy rain, thunderstorms, and high winds that could ruffle or either melt the feathers off the poor folks dancing down the street.
Hmm.
So, it isn't often they do that. Well, the forecast here is, as I was putting, cloudy skies, falling temperatures through the day down into the teens by late tonight and into the 5 to 15 range tomorrow morning. Check out a little bit of sprinkle of rain, sleet, and then snow. A couple of inches could be on the ground by tomorrow morning. Gusty north winds put a chill in your bones, and then tomorrow will only be in the teens for a high temperature. Wednesday morning, which could be as low as 5 to 5 below, with the north winds diminishing and the flurries moving off to the east. So I guess proceed slowly, carefully, and for God's sakes, don't drop your shoes on the floor above me this morning.
Oh, all right, Earl. And we'll see you again in just an hour from now.
Okay, you got that right.
You say the airport, a couple of hours, they'll have the four runways open.
Yeah, two runways open for arrivals now, slow ground travel. Four runways expected to be open for departures at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Earl.
Okay, Bob.
Fine, goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 41, our low was 35, degree days 27. Degree days for the month of December at 1050, and since July 1st, winding up the year till today, 2228. Today is New Year's Day, the 1st of January 1979, and the highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne was 59 in 1952, and the lowest here 13 below in 1968. The sun did rise this morning at 8:06. We'll set tonight at 5:23, and we have cloudy skies now. 31 degrees, humidity 81%. Northerly wind at 7. Our barometer 29.96 and falling.
The minute you walk in, you can tell our faces to friends. We do things the way mom did when you were just a kid. From the minute you walk in.
Everyone loves Azar's Country Fried Chicken Dinner. Mmm, three golden brown pieces of country fried chicken served with your three choices of Azar's 16 accompaniments. This treat is available every day, but every Tuesday you can get this same high-quality, carefully prepared chicken dinner for only $1.99. That's right, every Tuesday a delicious Azar's chicken dinner is only $1.99.
Finkel weather has been brought to you this morning by Azar's Big Boy Restaurants, a division of Azar's Food and Lodging Services. Whoa, time is 8:24. This is number 93, Boston. Don't look back, number 93. Boston with Don't Look Back. It's number 93. We'll continue with 92 and then 91, 90, 89, 88, and right on up the list till we reach number one sometime this afternoon or evening, either with Chris Roberts or Ron Gregory. So stay tuned to WoWo for the top 100 songs of 1978, 100 records. Friends, Breedlove Appliances is having a New Year's Day sale. That's right. Today for 6 hours, today from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll save on Zenith Television. And if you shop early, your TV will be delivered in time for those Rose Bowl parades and games right in your living room. A portable Zenith color TV is only $297, and a large screen console Zenith is only $547. Console stereos are a low, low $247. Save during Breedlove's 6-hour sale today from 9 this morning till 3 this afternoon. That's Breedlove Appliances, 18 West Canal Street in Wabash, Indiana. Now let's update the news at 8:29 with Victor Locke. Victor?
A 21-year-old Fort Wayne man has been jailed after he held several persons hostage for over an hour this morning in a home in the 1400 block of St. Mary's. After talking with police, the hostages were released. The man turned in his revolver and surrendered. Two of the hostages were injured. Champagne corks popped in Peking today as American and Chinese officials joined to toast the resumption of formal diplomatic relations between the two countries after nearly 30 years. Hundreds of foreign residents are again leaving Iran today following the collapse of the anti-Shah wildcat strike. Of an anti-Shah wildcat strike called hours earlier by air controllers and civil aviation staff members. And Pope John Paul has called for world peace and justice in a New Year's Day address to 25,000 persons attending services at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Otherwise, Earl Finkel says, light freezing drizzle early today, changing to snow showers later with up to 4 inches accumulation possible. Hazardous driving conditions will develop throughout the night with temperatures falling into the 20s and winds out of the north to 35. Snow tonight with some blowing and drifting and hazardous travel, a low near 13. Snow showers ending tomorrow, a high in the mid to upper teens. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low teens. Right now, we're still holding, Bob, at cloudy and 31 degrees.
Thank you, Victor. Hey, don't forget to tune in Chris Roberts this afternoon. Preferred painters of Fort Wayne have Young Craig, who will join Young Chris from 4 until 5. This afternoon, the high bid was $300 to appear with Chris Roberts. Young Craig is going to do it with Preferred Painters of Fort Wayne. This afternoon, between 4 and 5, right here on WoWo Radio, a great place to be.
The Civic Theater presents one of the great dramas of the modern theater. Anton Chekhov's tender, rueful comic masterpiece, The Three Sisters. The story of three bright, cultivated young women stranded in a provincial garrison town in turn of the century, Tsarist Russia. Chekhov's wryly humorous, compassionate view of the human condition will keep you laughing through your tears at the Civic Theater until January 20th. The Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov.
Let's continue our countdown. New Year's Day here on WoWo, number 92, Linda Ronstadt. Number 92, Linda Ronstadt. Here we go.
Thank you.
set. Back in the USA, number 92. This is number 91, Odyssey. Native New Yorker, and that WoWo time, 26 before 9. Well, we check the weather wire again. There. Now, from the WoWo Weather Wire, and this is the very latest, I have a number of articles here. Marseilles, Illinois radar, an area of snow covering much of the northern half of Illinois, the south central and southwestern portion of Wisconsin. This snow band is moving northeasterly at 40 miles an hour. It's also snowing in the Chicago area right now, and Earl Finkel said they could get as much as 2 to 4 more inches in Chicago. And they have over a foot on the ground right now, in some places 14 to 15 inches. This out of Indianapolis, rain showers are continuing to fall over much of central and southern Indiana, while a mixture of light snow and light freezing rain is now falling in southwestern Indiana, west central Indiana, and northeastern Indiana, they say, in our area. Heavy showers are falling in southeast Indiana from French Lick to Connersville. This from Cincinnati. Radar continues to show patches of rain moving across a very large area of southwest Ohio, southeastern Indiana, and northern and central Kentucky. This from Detroit. Rain continues in numerous patches over northern Ohio and western Lake Erie. The movement to the northeast, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Heaviest activity was in the Lima, Ohio area and in the Cleveland area. And here is the brand new extended forecast for Indiana from Indianapolis, Wednesday through Friday. little or no snow Wednesday through Friday. A bitter cold Wednesday, and lows from about 10 below zero north to about 5 above south. And highs from 5 to 10 above north to the teens south. Did you hear that? Wednesday through Saturday for Indiana. Little or no snow Wednesday through Friday. Bitter cold Wednesday with lows about 10 below zero, northern Indiana. Golly, I should clean my glasses off.
That's right there.
Richard, I don't like the sound of that.
I don't either.
I'd rather have a lot of snow and maybe about 30 degrees. And I see here he's just handed me the Fronky Park Toboggan Run will be open at noon today, weather permitting. All right.
Announcing 10.05% effective annual yield on Indiana Bank's six-month certificate savings. This high yield is based on an annual rate of 9.58% compounded daily. And it's guaranteed for 26 weeks on certificates of $10,000 or more issued now through Wednesday. Short-term high yield savings. Substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal. Member FDIC.
The Fort Wayne Voluntary Action Center is looking for assistance for the deaf. If you know sign language well, why not use it for a good cause? Many deaf persons would appreciate having someone to relate to. Contact the Voluntary Action Center at 227 East Washington Boulevard between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. or call 422-4776. For more listings of needed volunteers, check this week's News Sentinel. Now, Richard Walker Sports here on this New Year's Day morning at 19 minutes before 9. Richard?
Okay, it's good New Year's Day for the Fort Wayne Comets. They were winners last night over the Flint Generals 7-4 in International League Hockey, a game you heard here on WoWo. Saginaw beat Muskegon 6-4. It was Kalamazoo over Milwaukee 5-3, but not quite as good a year as it could have been for the Comets because Grand Rapids Owls beat the Port Huron Flags 6-5. The Houston Oilers got a trio of second-quarter touchdown passes from Dan Pastorini on their way to a 31-14 upset victory in the American Football Conference semifinal playoff over the New England Patriots. The wins put the Oilers into the AFC title game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For the second straight week, Pastorini's performance was aided by a shock-absorbing flak jacket worn to protect his injured ribs, and it's a good thing it did. Mike Barber, who was the recipient of most of those passes, says the passing game made the difference.
My key to a victory, no doubt about it, was our passing game because they were really set for our running game. And I heard a few defensive calls and when I was in my three-point stance on the line of scrimmage. And, boy, they were real weddy. They knew exactly where we was coming because you could hear them talking. So we definitely had to go some more to there. And Dan Pastorini had a great day.
He sure did. The Patriots had their Super Bowl hopes dashed on their home field in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Their game plan was thrown off, however, when quarterback Steve Grogan was forced out of the game just before halftime because of a recurring knee injury. Four times in the past, the Los Angeles Rams have seen their Super Bowl hopes dashed by the Minnesota Vikings, but that's all changed now. Quarterback Pat Hayden tossed two touchdown passes yesterday. He led the Rams to a 34-10 victory over the Minnesota Vikings in that National Football Conference semifinal matchup. Next week on Sunday, it will be Houston against Pittsburgh in the AFC, that game at Pittsburgh, and Dallas against the Los Angeles Rams for the NFC Championship, that one in Los Angeles. Stanford got three touchdown passes from Cardinal quarterback Steve Dills in a four-and-a-half-minute span of the third quarter. They went on to beat 11th-ranked Georgia 25-22 in the Blue Bonnet Bowl at the Houston Astrodome. The winning points came on Ken Neighbor's 24-yard field goal early in the fourth quarter. All those points come from behind for Stanford. As the three traditional New Year's Day bowl games get underway, the main focus will be on the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. That's where the Penn State Nittany Lions and the Crimson Tide of Alabama will decide the National College Football Championship. Penn State is undefeated behind the throwing arm of quarterback Chuck Fusina. Once beaten, Alabama has its own hard-throwing signal caller in Jeff Rutledge. If Alabama should beat Penn State and Southern California gets past Michigan, which Bob Sievers hopes they don't, there'll be a battle for the top spot. The Trojans were the only team to beat Alabama during the regular season.
Sure do hope they don't.
The Cotton Bowl in Dallas features the high-powered offense of the Houston Cougars against the balanced attack of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And by the way, Notre Dame is a four-point favorite in that game. In regional games in hockey last night, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored with 7 seconds to go. They beat the Detroit Red Wings 5-4 in Detroit. And that Chicago Blackhawk-New York Islander showdown was postponed because of snow in the Chicago area. One good item of news for Michigan fans today in college basketball last night, the fourth-ranked Wolverines ran off with an 86-73 win over Eastern Michigan, and that game was played in Ann Arbor. And that's sports this morning.
Richard.
Don't forget this afternoon on the Chris Roberts Show, we'll have some sports from Associated Press. And also tonight at 6:15, I'll be here with Ron Gregory for Sports Talk.
All right, when I had my head over here, I wasn't sleeping. I was praying.
Praying for the Michigan Wolverines. I think they've got a pretty good chance today. I really do. They've been denied long enough, and those guys are seniors now. And if nothing else, it's going to be a good game.
All right. Well, I tell you what. They get more. I don't know.
I have to pick Southern Cal, though.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Herman Schmaltz will be back with sports again tomorrow. Richard Walker. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what. We'll just have to wait and see.
But I'll pick Notre Dame.
If Michigan gets behind, I'm going to go to bed and put my head under a pillow.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Till 9 on this New Year's Day, we're counting down the top 100 records of 1978 here on Whoa Whoa. I started at 7:15 with number 100, the Deacon Blues. Two records back, we had Linda Ronstadt with 92 position. She's also in 90 position with It's So Easy. Number 90.
Monday. Your head knows it. Your office knows it. Even your clock radio knows it. Only your body's moving like it's Sunday. So you give it a good push in the direction of the kitchen, get the coffee pot, and put in the Maxwell House. You can count on Maxwell House to smell good, perk up good, and feel so good going down. It makes a body want to say, good morning, Monday.
Good Monday.
Good morning.
Maxwell House, coffee you can count on. Always smells good, always tastes good. Every Maxwell House coffee, always good to the last drop.
Coffee.
Good starter.
In
Indiana University basketball action each week on WoWo Radio. This Thursday night, the Hurry and Hoosiers go against Illinois. All the action begins at 7:15 with the Bobby Knight pregame show. All the excitement of Indiana University basketball comes your way Thursday night on WoWo Radio, a great place to be.
Last time, let's mention this morning, Lauren Helvey wants me to remind you the Clear Creek Golf Course, 6 miles north of Huntington, Indiana, will have their annual New Year's Day golf tourney today, starting at 10 o'clock this morning. And Lauren says they'll play Florida Scramble, whatever that is, regardless of the weather. All right, let's move along. Counting them down from 100 right down to number 1. This is number 89 with High Energy. Not energy, but energy. High Energy, and the tune is titled You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On. Number 89, and this is number 88.
Thank you. Appliances in Bluffton want to say thank you to the people in the Fort Wayne area for making their 25th anniversary sale a success. They also want to say thanks for making December one of the best months they've ever had in business. Ely's want to celebrate with their January clearance sale, which promises to be one of the best sales ever. Save up to 50% during Ely's store-wide sale. Stop by, and you'll see why Ely's considers themselves unique. Ely's upstairs stereo store has over 30 brands of electronics in stock, including Marantz car stereos. They have the complete car speaker line, including in the dash AM/FM 8-track and AM/FM cassettes. Save up to 50% during Ely's store-wide sale. And Ely's is also a trading store. They'll trade almost everything from stereo equipment to boats. They have their own credit company, which gives you more credit possibilities. Let Ely's turn a little money into something beautiful. That's Ely's TV and Appliances at the corner of Main and Market in Bluffton.
Well, time 2.5 minutes before 9. We've got cloudy skies, 31 degrees. It's about time we slip out to check the Wovo weather wire to see if there's anything new. Light freezing drizzle early day is forecast, changing to snow showers with possibly up to 4 inches of snow, especially to the north of Fort Wayne today. Driving conditions hazardous will develop later on. Temperatures falling into the 20s during the day and northerly winds 25 or 35 miles an hour. Right now it's number 87. Joe Walsh.
I keep on going.
down the top 100 records all day long here on WoWo. Right now, WoWo salutes Warren, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
WOWO, Fort Wayne. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 9:02.
Good day. It's now 31 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, light freezing drizzle and cold. I'm Richard Walker with the 9 o'clock WoWo News. Fort Wayne police successfully ended a hostage situation this morning. Police received reports...